plenty of virtual driving, Scotty, for Scotty McLaughlin over the last couple of months, but he didn't miss a beat heading back into the actual vehicle over the weekend in Sydney. He joins us, well, he hasn't quite joined us yet. He'll join us in just a second. Did you watch any of that virtual racing?
No.
I did, and it was far more, I'm not one for watching esports, but it was far more enjoyable than I thought
it would
be.
So what, did they have a little box where you could see
full commentary team.
And then, but you saw the car on the...
Yeah, and they'd flash to a lot of the drivers as well.
But they had a helper or something, explain that. Didn't they have a co-driver or... When? They teamed up in this...
Oh, no, there was a couple of different events.
That was the celebrity thing.
Yeah, there was a couple of different events. But I actually was, I found myself watching a good half hour of it.
There wasn't much on.
But it was actually very interesting. And it is so good now, the virtual racing, that it's just about the real thing. Anyway, it was good to get the real thing back on the weekend. Scotty McLaughlin did what he always does and won two out of the three races up in Sydney. He joins us on the line now, the Supercars champion. Good morning, Scotty.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Business as usual for you on the weekend. How did it feel to get back in the car?
Yeah, it was awesome to get back into it and just, yeah, get mastered. I mean, the weekend was a little different without fans and social distancing rules and stuff that we haven't really had before. But no, certainly it was an awesome, awesome weekend for us. And really, just I guess in some ways we just pretended it was a normal race, didn't take anything of it, and just I think that was a good way for our mindset just to adjust and get going. And we managed to grab a couple of chocolates, which was good.
What was the biggest difference you noticed as a driver for the weekend?
To be honest, without the fans and stuff, it's probably at the end of the day is when you like have a good result and you got the podium there and stuff like that. No one can really celebrate with you. You basically get out of your car and there's a trophy on a stand and you get that and then you walk back with it. There's no celebrations, whatever. So that's probably a little bit different. Driving-wise, it was all very similar. There's no real differences, but... the whole like spectacle of it all was very different.
After 4 months off, how was the body and mind after three races?
Look, for me, I felt pretty solid going in. I did a lot of go-kart work and stuff that, away from the track to try and get prepped. And, believe it or not, we use our go-karts a lot to just keep fit and reactions and check and stuff like that. So... I used it a ton and still am, and felt really good going into like even the first lap of practice that day. I felt right at home, and it worked out really good.
So, had you been in the car much? Were you allowed to be in the car before the weekend?
No, we weren't. So we only get three test days a year. So we haven't used any of those, and. Haven't been in the car since basically the March AGP when they cancelled the race on the Thursday.
So there's no weirdness or match fitness. Like you said, that first lap is like, oh, no, we're all good. It feels normal.
Oh, look, it's kind of like riding a bike. So you know what goes on. But, yeah, look, certainly it's the first couple of laps for sure. It's a little weird and just your body getting used to the G-forces again and all that sort of stuff. But once you sort of, acclimatise all that, it's just business as usual.
In terms of, I was going to ask about the body as well, because one thing, I've become obsessed with Drive to Survive, the F1 documentary, and you do realise how much of a toll it takes on the bodies a little further. And of course, we know it's probably even more so in the supercars, the way you're able to throw them round. How has the body recovered after a weekend back racing, rather than sitting in your little virtual setup at home?
I was a little bit sorer than normal, and to be honest, we were doing a lot more racing in a short amount of time. So, 2 day format, Saturday practice and qualifying, and then a race, and then two qualifying, two races on Sunday. So, the amount of laps we did was a lot more than we normally do. I felt like my prep was pretty good, but there's just muscles in there that you can't train. That is that match fitness. That's probably where I was sore, but I sort of went for a run on Monday morning and felt pretty good just to flush everything out and stood back into training the last couple of days.
Did you like the reduced format of the weekend sort of 2 day event that they're running obviously for the rest of this season?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I think it's I think it's a good starting point for saving costs, especially because it's one less day that we need accommodation and all that sort of stuff for the teams and their flights and whatever. But yeah, limited amount of personnel going too, I think it's a good thing. We didn't really notice all that. So yeah, look, I think the teams are going the right way in regards to what they want. And the two-day format, for me, it's awesome. You know, I can still play golf on Wednesday and go to the track on Thursday, so I'm not too upset about it.
Hey, now, I was going to ask, you popped up on my Instagram feed and there was you're doing a video with your wife and a bit of an interview, and you told a porky to her about when you first met. Can you explain what happened with our listeners? Because if I was a driver, I'd be sprouting that at the top of my lungs and very happy with myself. But you lied to her and said you're a mechanic.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, we're in Vegas and I didn't really need to, I don't know. I'm not big on just throwing the whole name tag around or whatever. I actually find more enjoyment of making it funny. So, like dolphin trainer or something like that. But now I'm just, mechanic it was. And that's why she's a great girl, because straight away we just go along like a house on fire. And, then she found out a couple of days later that I was a racing as well. So, yeah, that probably did help things later on.
How did she find out? Did someone tell her or Google, or was she sussing this bloke out?
Yeah, I think she was sussing me out a little bit. And social media is a wonderful thing at the time. You know, a mechanic had 50,000 or 60,000 followers on Instagram at the time, so I must have been a pretty good mechanic or something like that.
Very good mechanic indeed. Scotty, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again. Hopefully a few more wins in the bank before the end of the year.
All right, thanks guys, appreciate it.
Scott McLaughlin there, super.